Here in Sanku, it is a scene of quite substantial devastation. It appears that more than 80% of the houses and other buildings were destroyed by the earthquake. But this is really a story here about survival, a combination of luck and timing, the timing being that most of the adults around here were out working in the fields when the earthquake hit, and the children were playing outside. That said, the locals tell us that before any of the rescuers showed up today, that they had retrieved about 70 bodies from in the rubble. The total population of the area is about 10,000 people. And today is the first time that any of these foreign rescue teams with their sophisticated equipment have reached here. The Nepal Army got in here a couple of days ago, and it is really now a story of cooperation and a race against time. Among the foreign rescuers is a group from Guizhou province in China. And they stress that the government did not send them here from China. This group called Blue Sky Rescue, that they paid their own way here, and they're self-organized. And they are in a quite a hazardous place where a number of buildings have collapsed and others are still standing, parts of them standing precipitously. And an aftershock that could come at any time could bring this rubble down on these Chinese rescuers. And also in this community, there are a small number of French and Singaporean search teams that are looking for bodies. And we asked one of the members of the Chinese rescue team whether he had any hope of finding anyone alive. He said he was still hopeful, although he acknowledged that with this amount of time since the quake, that it would be quite rare to still find anyone alive.
How are the residents doing? Are they appreciative of these efforts being made on their behalf?
Well, obviously, they wanted help to arrive sooner. The earthquake happened on Saturday. And we put this question to a police armed forces colonel, and he said he definitely empathized with the frustration being expressed by the locals that they had not seen anybody from the government, and they hadn't gotten any food and aid earlier. But he said that Nepal's government, with its very limited resources in the best of times, was doing its utmost to help the people here. People are getting food and water now here in Sanku. We ran into a group of Sikhs from New Delhi, the capital of India, who have brought in supplies and are setting up a relief center in front of a school where families are setting up makeshift shelters inside the school. And so things are starting to look up, but people are very concerned about the long term. And they want to get back inside the rubble of their homes because they want to try to retrieve their precious grain. And they are worried that without that grain that they will starve because there may be some scant aid coming in for the short period of time. But they know they're going to have to fend for themselves in the long term.